Paul Ramo back out here at La Caprile Valley High School, of course celebrating National FFA Week. And who do we have here?
I'm Christian Milbrandt.
Hi, Christian. What's your, you're an officer on FFA here?
Yes, I am.
What are you?
I am the vice president.
Okay, and what grade are you in?
I am a senior this year.
Okay. What do you like about FFA, Christian?
All of the opportunities, especially the career opportunities, since I originally wanted to be a veterinarian.
Oh.
And it really introduced me to all of those aspects, but since then I've changed into a biology teacher.
Okay.
And so having the opportunity to mentor other members, especially in horse judging, which I am qualified to go to state for, it's really opened my eyes to all the teaching aspects and reaffirmed how much I love teaching.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. So you want to be a biology teacher?
Yes.
All right. Well, you got a good start, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what FFA does during the course of the year. Do you go to competitions? Do you meet with other FFA chapters? How does that work?
Yeah, we go to competitions, usually at least once a month, if not multiple times
a month.
We don't have any coming up right now, but we do have the FFA State Convention, which is April 20th and 21st, okay, just for the career development activities. Before, we had our leadership development activities, which our lovely secretary got to go to and compete for prepared public speaking.
Okay.
And
is that her?
Yes.
Okay.
That is Dusty.
Okay. So she's a public speaker, huh?
Yes, she
is. All right,
is.
We'll find out in a little bit, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you bet. All right. So who's this?
I'm Dusty Clayton.
Okay. And what was Christine just talking about here?
She was talking about my prepared public speaking, LDE, and that is members have to prepare, write, and memorize an 8-minute speech on a current agricultural issue topic.
Okay.
And this year, I placed first in Region 5 for the state of Minnesota, advancing me to the state contest in December. And
so what did you speak on?
I spoke on the importance of saving the U.S. cattle industry.
Oh, saving the U.S. cattle industry.
Yes.
That's a good subject, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. What do you like about being in FFA?
I like all the leadership opportunities and the other opportunities it provides me with. I plan to go to college for agricultural politics and journalism.
Oh.
And so being able to do the contest and talk to different people around the area has definitely helped me and set me in the ways of my future.
Okay.
And the different college opportunities.
Good. Would you like to give your speech now?
I don't think we have enough time for
okay,
that.
Okay. What was the gist of it? How do you save the cattle industry then? Just give us a little bit of it.
I talked about how in the past 10 years the population of the cattle has declined and the issues that will happen if we do lose it. About how if we do lose it, like if we lose one part of agriculture, we'll start to lose agricultural as a whole.
Okay.
And kind of just like the issues around the world with it and like all the different prices. About like losing more cattle is like losing more generational farms, which small rural areas like this depend on.
Okay.
And kind of the importance of like keeping it all together.
Okay. And we're in a pen here. Where's your, oh, there he is. He's behind you. What do you got here?
Today, a family friend has provided a Angus bull calf.
Okay.
And he's 2 months old, and yeah, he's just chilling at the petting zoo today.
Okay. And then the kids come in and they get to pet
him? Yep, the kids come in and they get hand sanitizer, they get to learn about all the animals, they get to pet the animals, and then we'll send them off into the classroom with Chloe to learn about them some more.
Okay. All right, real good. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right. And who do we have here?
Shayla Meyer.
Another shadow.
Yes.
Congratulations on being state champs.
Thank you.
Was it fun?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Always a fun time at state dance, isn't it?
Yes.
What grade are you in, Jim?
I'm a junior.
Okay, so you get another year then.
Yep, one more year.
All right, and what do you like about FFA?
I like all the opportunity it provides to serve in a leadership role, and then also working with a team and that career aspect that it provides that Christian talked about.
Okay, and are you an officer?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm the treasurer.
The treasurer, so you handle all the money.
Yeah.
They must trust you then, huh?
I think so, I hope.
Okay, all right. And talk about what's happening here this afternoon. You got different animals?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different animals here today. Chloe talked about them. I've been in the classroom helping out with the craft.
Oh.
So Chloe gives them a presentation about some of the aspects of agriculture and farm animals. And then we've been making a craft with them where they get to kind of build their own farm animal out of paper.
Oh, nice. So once they go through the petting area here, they go into the classroom, huh?
Yes. The sessions are 15 minutes long each.
Okay. Good. Maybe I should catch one, huh? Maybe I'll learn some, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to say about FFA? What competitions are you in?
I normally compete in the small animals vet science one, but this year I've done the milk quality one, and I like that one as well.
Okay. All right. Real good. Thanks, Shayla.
Thank you.
And who do we got next? And your name, and you're an officer?
Madison Clayton. I'm the Sentinel.
And you're the what?
The Sentinel.
Okay. And that, what's that mean?
So basically, I'm stationed by the door, and I make sure everybody's comfortable, and I just welcome everybody and make sure they have fun and they understand what's going on.
Okay, so you're the welcoming committee then?
Yes.
Okay. We got a class coming in pretty soon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
How many classes have you got through here today? Quite a few, or are they all from Appleton and Madison?
2 grades and 4 classes.
Oh.
I think one from each.
Elementary?
Oh, just from Appleton, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. And what do you like about FFA?
Like Christian and Shayla talked about, the career aspects of it and the memories and all the leadership opportunities you get.
Okay. And some projects that you're involved in?
I have done companion animal, and I've done pretty decent in them.
Okay.
I get to do, so companion animal, you just do the ID and everything, and you like have to learn certain things about like dogs and cats and all of that. So that's what I've done so far this year. Yeah.
Do you have an animal here?
No, I do not.
Whose animal's making noise back there?
Those are Colton Schoenfeld's lambs.
Okay, they're loud, aren't they?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And who do we have here? We have a guy. We've been interviewing all females, and we got a guy here. Who are you?
I'm Gustav Holm. I'm the student advisor.
Okay. What does a student advisor do?
I basically look over everybody, help out plan events, and just help our like main chapter member, Mr. Travis, plan stuff and talk to our students.
Okay. And what do you like about FFA out here at La Cabral Valley?
I like the career aspect and like the leadership role, but I also like love talking to our members and just figuring out like what's best for them and what they want to do.
Okay. And what are you involved in here at FFA?
Floriculture and like projects. We've done like healthcare stuff and project-based stuff, and yeah.
Okay. I see with your apparel, are you a hockey player?
Yeah, I'm a hockey player. Okay. I play for NBA Storm.
You go up to Morris and practice all the time?
Yeah, Morris and Benson.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How many La Cabral students are on the hockey team up there?
We got 3 juniors, me, Gavin, and Leo, and then we also have Owen Meyer and Declan Meyer, which is a girl.
Oh, okay. Wow, didn't realize there were so many. I'll have to start covering hockey pretty soon then.
Yep.
Okay. And do you have animals here or not?
No. I have none of the animals here.
All right. No. All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And now we'll continue with our broadcasting here out at La Cabral Valley for during National FFA Week.